You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson, and thank you for giving me this privilege. It's great to be a part of a church that gives every layperson an opportunity to find a place to serve. And we don't go to church to be served. We go to church to serve. You can come and wear a bib and expect to be fed, and you will be fed, but you need to put on an apron when you get ready to leave because you're going to serve somewhere. And serving brings the greatest joy in the world. And the church isn't going to tell you or recruit you to do something. It's going to ask you, where is God leading you to serve? And it might be a totally new ministry, as I've shared some here in these devotions this week. Let me tell you about another person. We had a medical doctor, Tom Goodman. He came and he said, I don't see anything on the list that I can really do. I'm a medical doctor. But he said, we take Wednesday afternoons off, and my wife Debbie and I have prayed about it, and we'd like to just start a little clinic over on Bell Street. There's an abandoned Methodist church. If you could get us use of it, we could on Wednesday afternoon treat medically people who don't have insurance but don't have money, and they just fall through the cracks. Wow, that's a need. And he said, we want to try to fill it. And they started on Wednesday afternoon seeing patients there at the old Bell Street Methodist Church. You know what? It started to grow. Tom and Debbie Goodman said, John Ed, you know what I've learned? The most favorite day of the week for Debbie and me now is Wednesday afternoon. Because we've got a regular job, but we're going and doing something that nobody else seems to be doing and meeting needs that nobody else is meeting, and God is blessing it. And, you know, that started to grow. Another doctor joined them, and then another. And then had to move out of the church and move to an abandoned building. And all of a sudden, somebody said, I know where we can get some medicine that can be used. Two or three people were nurses and said, we can help. And all of a sudden, other doctors started to volunteer. Now, let me tell you what happened. Because that one couple volunteered to serve in a way that was not being served in this community, and certainly not in this church, all of a sudden began to meet needs. And Medical Ministries Outreach in Montgomery became the example. And today, it is a thriving ministry with many doctors and nurses and people who have other medical skills that are working there. I learned just recently they service and serve over 1,200 people, and that is a huge ministry. It all goes back to one man and his wife who said, God, what do you want us to do? And God told them, and they said, we'll do it. Now, let me tell you what people said. Let me give you a quote. I try to do this every week. When people say something is impossible, remember, that's their perspective, not yours. Folks told Tom and Debbie Goodman, that's impossible. But they didn't listen to them. That was somebody else's perspective. They saw what God could do. And God can open your eyes and give you a vision like you've never before experienced. Medical Ministries Outreach. In fact, I was preaching near Atlanta, out from Newnan, Georgia. A medical doctor was at the service. I told about this. She came up to me and said, I want to know more. And I got her information. She went back to Newnan, Georgia. And this doctor gave up her practice and started a similar ministry as Medical Ministries Outreach. I think it's called the Good Samaritan Ministry. And it is a huge ministry in Newnan, Georgia today. You see, when you do something that just doesn't serve people right in this area, you don't know how far out and far up. You don't know the outreach of what it can be. Now, hey, what's God asking you to do? Where to volunteer? to get ready to do it. And just remember, when people say something is impossible, remember, that's their perspective, not yours. And it's surely not God's. With Him, all things are possible. Pick a good, tough ministry where it's meeting a need and where you have a gift and you can make a difference in it. And I just pray that God will bless you richly during this In His Steps opportunity to volunteer.